grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words of the Old Testament lesson today point us toward the gospel, and so we shall meditate on that gospel text. But the words of the Old Testament ring in our ears: with the merciful, you show yourself merciful. In Jesus' name, dear redeemed, as St. Peter said on the Mount of Transfiguration, so I now say to you, it's good, Lord, to be here. To be here with God's people in this place, to rejoice with his bride, the church. With our current culture, one may cynically inquire, where is the one who is merciful? There are some using the resources at their disposal and disposal. But not for selfish and temporary purposes. Sometimes we are reminded that the world does a better job of caring for these earthly first article treasures and gifts than the church does. Now, the church has been given also gifts that are not just for this earthly life, but for eternity. The resources entrusted to the church are very simple. They are the Word of God and the sacraments that lead us and reconnect us to Christ. Now you, because you are the church and you live in the world, you have both of those realms in your hands, so to speak. You are to follow the example of the steward shrewdness and use the possessions your Lord and Master has given you to do good to and for your neighbor and for the good of Christ's church. Your hearts are to be set, therefore, not simply on this earthly home, but on an everlasting home that He is preparing for you. For there will come a time where every single one of your earthly possessions, even your favorite stuff, will become utterly meaningless. Your possessions cannot provide for your eternal future. They will fail when death comes into view, and they may even fail before that. God is concerned, of course, about how you use the bodily life and the material belongings that He has entrusted to you. Jesus says, if you have not been faithful in these worldly things or worldly wealth, who will commit to you the true riches? And Jesus concludes that thought by saying, you cannot serve both God and man. So today, let the steward in the parable consider this a summons by God for the time. If your books were open on your use of the time and treasures that He has entrusted to you, how would you fare before Him? Are you ready and prepared for God's audit? Would there be any grounds for accusation that you are wasting God's goods? Are you not in the same fix as was the steward Jesus spoke of? The steward who was focused on providing for himself first and foremost. Are you? The steward that had wasted some of it which the Master had entrusted to his care. Have you? Yes, I believe the Word of God clearly reveals this steward's name. And you met him this morning when you looked in the mirror. For that steward is you. And there is a warning, therefore, for you. It is quite simple. You cannot run and meet with the devil thinking he is your best friend for very long. For soon he will destroy you. For with him there is no lasting comfort, no real joy, no satisfaction in the things he promises. Go get all the dust out of life you can. Drugs, alcohol, pornography, gossip, even wealth. But they do not and cannot deliver what the evil one promises. These things in and of themselves are not evil. They become evil, and they smell so sweet when they become the focus of your life. They betray and hand you over to embarrassing diseases, awkward failures, shame, and haunting memories. Today, God in His Word calls you to stop pursuing these things that hurt you and to look after yourself with the same zeal as the unjust steward did for himself. In other words, Jesus invites you to ask, why do you seek sappy sentiments and shallow praise when God Himself speaks in His Word and invites you to feast upon things that you query. Believe in the promises declared in God's Word for the one who is both deed and in truth, the good and the faithful servant. One who willingly carried out the stewardship which his Father had sent him to do. One who is his high priest in his high priestly prayer in John 17 acknowledged that he had been entrusted both with the stewardship of the Word and with the disciples the Father had given him. Hear Jesus say, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. I pray for them, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. So, dear friends, live your life. Use the mammon entrusted to you toward the account you will give on that last day. For on that day there is an account to be given by you, an explanation, a running through of events. And what will you say to the Almighty? Will you point to your deeds, to your sincerity, to your good intentions which didn't always pan out, to your charity, to your life? I pray now that you may rejoice and you may not be afraid, for you can point to the one good and faithful steward, and you can and will say, I am baptized. I belong to Christ the faithful. His works are my works. I am clean, pure, and righteous. I have come now for my inheritance, for the innocent blood of the Son shed by violence has been recklessly poured out on me in compassion to purge me of my violence. This makes me one who has received mercy. And the one who makes, who has given me mercy, has made it so that I too may be merciful, that I might be his own. He has forgiven me my debts. He has adopted me. He has rescued me. He has named me. Therefore, I have no debts, no dishonor, no guilt, no shame, no regret. I have only Christ. His voice has summoned me here. For the one begotten before all the worlds is my bridegroom, my lover, my Savior. And in him each of us may say, thus, Father, I am your daughter. For though my sins were like scarlet in him, they are as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they are as wool, for the blood of Christ has not stained them. Rather, his blood has cleansed them, washed my sin and failings, and made me clean. And now that same blood cries out to the Father in heaven for my salvation. And while you await that culminating account-giving day, consumed by its approach, and the hope that is placed in you through Christ, you are generous with a mammon that is not yours, but has been entrusted to your care. You, like the merciful one who redeemed you, now reflect that mercy in your life, the philanthropy, if you will, of the Creator. And how do you do this? By giving away the gifts of creation and by offering forgiveness and salvation in His name without cost or price. All things, therefore, in your realm, in your life, in your vocation, are brought into His service. Everything is pressed into the service of this proclamation, this hope. God, who sacrificed His Son to make you His children, will not abandon you to this fallen world, to the abuse of unjust stewards, both out fit to help. For your Father is merciful and